Marcus Miller and Company doing Tower Powers. What is hip? This Sunday, Leroy Barber will be joining me to talk about embracing. Yes, he's going to be encouraging us to embrace across all kinds of lines. Gender lines, race lines, political lines, you name it. His book is entitled Embrace. He'll be our guest this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Next week, to give you an idea of what we have coming up, first let me mention Juneteenth. That's right, June 19th. We call it, so many people call it Juneteenth, the day that many will be celebrating, the date that finally Black America was truly set free. It was sealed. The freedom of the Black race, sealed June 19th. We call it Juneteenth. I'm going to observe it the way I observe Independence Day. Independence Day, we normally have the simulcast, the music simulcast with 96.9. Juneteenth is important to me, just like July 4th, Independence Day, is important to me. Both of those dates are very, very important to me. So Juneteenth this year, I'll be observing with our music simulcast with our sister station. Next Thursday, Ashley Cruz will join me to help us remain aware of and concerned about domestic trafficking. I'm curious, how many of you would say that your own neighborhood, your community where you live, may have someone who has fallen victim to trafficking? We're going to talk about domestic trafficking. It is not something that occurs only overseas. It is not something that occurs only on the other side of the country. Domestic trafficking. Ashley Cruz will be our guest. 1 o'clock, next Thursday the 21st. Next Friday the 22nd, Dr. Craig Albert will join me again. And it's going to be all about the politics again. He really brings it home. He helps us understand what a lot of this political decision making is all about. If you get a chance, 1 o'clock next Friday, Power Friday, Dr. Craig Albert. Saturday, next Saturday, we are still going to be talking about how to help our children thrive. And the focus there is how to help our children who have ADHD thrive. But along the way, I also feature some extraordinary children who probably have no kind of disorders whatsoever, but they're just talented children. Musically, we have featured a child motivational speaker. And I want you to join us. I'm featuring these incredible children because I want us to have our hearts stirred to discover the gifts, the special abilities in our children, not only without ADHD, but who do have ADHD, so that we can go about the business of doing everything in our power to help them thrive. And if for whatever reason you're not able to catch our programs live by tuning in to 1550 AM The Voice, remember you can go to my website, speakingwith.com, and click on Listen On Live online at your convenience and just locate the program that you're interested in hearing. In fact, if you don't have a specific program that you're thinking about, you just want to see what's there and just listen, feel free to do that. And remember, the site is optimized for smartphone use. So we're truly making it more and more user-friendly. Yeah, that's what I want to say. All right, so as we wrap up today's conversation of the power of persevering, I want to remember this. For one thing, we're told in 1 Corinthians 13 and 7 that love endures all things. Love endures. Love endures all things. And so we ask the one who created love to keep filling us with his power, his grace, his strength, to keep enduring. But also remember this. As you keep moving forward and you're thinking, oh, man, this is just so difficult. This is so hard. Recall the excitement that you experienced when you first began to dream your special dream. When you first began to dream your dream. When you were first told by our Creator, this is what I want you to do. However he got that across to you. Recall that excitement and begin to relive that excitement. And let the reliving of that excitement empower you to keep moving forward, to keep pushing ahead, to keep persevering. You'd be surprised what the power of persevering can help you do when it comes to accomplishing your dreams, fulfilling your missions in life. Think about it and all the people you'll be helping along the way. And just think about this. By letting some of life's best moments come through you, you're fulfilling your mission. It will take you further than you ever imagined. Till next time.